Presenter is Mr. Om Shiva Prakash. He is a Kannada Wikipedian. Also, he's the manager of Servants of Knowledge Initiative, also co-founder of Sanchaya and Sanchi Foundation. And he will be talking with us about the Servants of Knowledge Initiative for digital archiving in Kannada and other Indic language content. So, Om Prakash ji, please go ahead.
Eldrigo Namaskara. ಮತ್ತು ಎಲ್ರಿಗೂ ವಿಶ್ವ ಮಾತೃಭಾಷಾ ದಿನದ ಶುಭಾಶಯಗಳು. ಗುಡ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ, ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಗುಡ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ನೂನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು. ಇದು ಓಂ ಶಿವ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ್. ಐ ಬಿನ್ ಅ ಕನ್ನಡ ವಿಕಿಪೀಡಿಯನ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ 2007. ಮೈ ಮೈನ್ ಎಡಿಟ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ಕನ್ನಡ ವಿಕಿಪೀಡಿಯಾ, ಕನ್ನಡ ವಿಕಿ ಸೋರ್ಸ್, ಕಾಮನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ happy to be part of Wikimeet India today. And today I'm going to present the Servants of Knowledge Initiative, which I kickstarted through an inspiration. I'm going to talk about that story in today's session. And I'll also tell you how it is helping us find a lot of reference material for Kannada and other Indic languages. Yeah. So here is a quick intro about myself. I think I already said most of it. I do contribute to Mozilla. I have done alternate translations. I work on various FOSS projects. My other affiliations that I have with Sanchi and Sanchaya have been allowing me to create certain language tech for Kannada. And I have been archiving public domain content, also creating a lot of open data for our language. Yeah, and so Servants of Knowledge. So this started as a social connect. I would really like to thank our former Wikimedia India President Arjun Rao Chawla for introducing me to a very interesting person called Karl Malamud. Those who are on Internet Archive and Twitter might have already known about the contribution that Karl Malamud has been doing for public domain content. He is an American technologist, author, is a public domain activist and advocate, known for his public.resource.org organization. Right? He has created wonderful public domain content on Internet Archive. If you browse through Jaigyan collection, you would find what I'm talking about. Yeah. I happened to meet this gentleman in 2018 August, and I wanted to understand how he is actually digitizing a lot of public domain content. And I wanted to inquire if there has been any effort to add multiple Indian languages to that collection. So that's how our initial meetup happened. I met him in Bangalore, where he was buying a lot of books which are in public domain from secondhand bookstores like Bookworm, etc. And we had a wonderful conversation on making this happen right here in India. So he used to buy old books, take it to US, get it scanned by Internet Archive. So, and I also knew his work with Indian Academy of Sciences here in Bangalore, where he had tried to archive a lot of material that was there in Indian Academy of Sciences. So, and he had also installed Internet Archive's machine called TT Scribe on Indian Academy of Sciences. And you can also, you will also find his Code Swaraj book very interesting if you want to know the type of work he's doing around public domain content. So please go through that. And yeah, and then our discussions not only stopped at creating public domain content for Kannada, but we also started talking about the books that were already there in Digital Library of India and Osmania Digital Library of Digital Library. I think most of you might know that the Government of India initiatives, Digital Library of India and OUDL, had a lot of books scanned and made available on the internet, but they took down the entire project. Before that, we could before that shutdown, we could find around 6,000 plus Kannada books, and most of them were also in public domain, and some of them were very, very rare. And it was not very easy to search through those books, as the metadata and the content related to that made available on DLI portal was not in Unicode. The metadata was not maintained well, and also the data or data related to the books were not verified. So as a community, Kannada community, we had created a crowdsourcing effort to sanitize this data on metadata on Digital Library of India. We created a open content out of it, and we made 6,000 plus Kannada books accessible to public. So, and we were also in a process of seeing that, okay, those books find the right place, maybe Wikisource, etc. But meanwhile, the project was shut down, and we didn't have any way to proceed further with the project. So while talking to Carl, I learned that he had already made most of the DLI related content on Internet Archive, but Kannada was missing. Our Arjun Rao Chawla was also trying to get Tamil Telugu books on Internet Archive. So we collaborated to make Kannada books pushed to Internet Archive with the metadata that was crowdsourced. So that's how our association started, and we started working with Internet Archive and started seeing that without any third application, we could make those books searchable, because the book was made available with a metadata in Unicode and in the regional language, and people were able to quickly search in Google and get to those books on Internet Archive. And we also started working on metadata in multiple languages. I'll come to that in the later stages. So this is a brief history on how I got connected with Carl and started really thinking how we can actually create certain reference material for my language. Right, so Carl keeps saying that scanning is the new spinning. So when you read through his book, Code Scratch, you will understand why he thinks that this itself is a movement on its own, especially in a country like India, right? So this is how our partnerships have grown so far. I started working with Carl and said, okay, this entire thing needs to happen as a community, because without the community's help, we cannot build an organization to bring in such books and scan. So we gave a name as Servants of Knowledge for the entire initiative of digitizing public domain books in Kannada and even the other regional languages. We started working with both Kannada and Malayalam. In initial days, our another Wikipedian, Shiju Alex, also worked with us to scan many Malayalam books manually. And this activity happened in Indian Academy of Sciences, Bangalore. So the work started in March 2019. It has been approximately 2 years since then. And we have scanned around 4,250 books, maybe 4444 as of today. And we have had dozens of associations with various authors, authors' families in case the author has passed away. We have had some good relationship built with publishers, and we have archived even magazines. So one of that is Kasturi, which is also called as a Reader's Digest of Kannada, and we have the 50 years corpus of Kasturi magazine made available on Internet Archive. And more than 60% of these books, whatever you have scanned, is a regional language content. And so far in 2 years, we have been able to scan around 6 lakh book pages, and it's the languages are majorly Kannada, English, Konkani, Malayalam, etc. And we also happen to scan few Bengali books, and we did scan J.C. Bose's personal library collection as a part of our initial activities. And all our work that we have done around Servants of Knowledge is available on Internet Archive under JIGAN or directly under Sevens of Knowledge collection. So please do visit and see what we have there. So why did I pursue this project? So this is a quick background on that. So one is I always found that, okay, there's very less material I can refer to for building pages on my own language wiki projects, and the lack of open content in my language, lack of understanding about licensing and copyrights. I really wanted to jump in and understand how this works. I even ended up graduating from Creative Commons very recently. The need for standardization when it comes to digitizing books, digitizing the online content, etc., and the need for collaboration. We really wanted to have certain collaborations with publishers, authors, people who really have knowledge and access to libraries, etc. So this really helped me. This specific project really helped me get most of those things. Many of these limitations that I had earlier did limit my capability to contribute to Wiki in various stages. So here comes the very interesting part of this entire presentation. So we use TT Scribe scanner at Indian Academy of Sciences and two other scanning centers in India today. We have TT Scribe, which is a state-of-the-art scanner produced and maintained by Internet Archive. One of these scanners were put initially by Carl through public.resource.org in Indian Academy of Sciences. It comes with a very high-end DSLR cameras, and we have been able to take wonderful shots of all the books. And these books are scanned by three individuals we have in three different places as of today. And all and Internet Archive also gives a very unique workflow for us to send all our scans to their backend team, and the backend team does the work of doing the post-processing of images and build PDFs for us, right? And the workflow of Internet Archive, once the post-processing happens, helps us get various formats of books out of the raw data that we actually submit. So this is being done like a factory, or it is completely automated, and we have a lot of support from the backend team at Internet Archive to find the leaves that are left out or the leaf which were not digitized properly, and our team is able to like take care of only those specific pages. And at present, we scan anywhere between 1,500 to 2,500 pages a day, and we can increase this capacity up to 5,000 pages a day. And mostly done manually. We have not been using any of the automated solutions for scanning the books, because the type of books that we have been touching so far have been very rare books or old ones, which needs a lot of care, and it needs to be handled very delicately. So how we are sourcing these books? So earlier, it used to be my personal contributions, and a lot of my friends started joining hands. They started providing some of their old books from their houses. Then we started collaborating with some very interesting authors, publishers, science communicators. And we also tried to work with them to get some of these books released under Creative Commons. The early contributions that I got for this specific project is from Dr. Kolekala Sharma from Mysore. He provided us with one of the very early books of botany, geology, and math, etc., from 1918. And then from there, the journey started. We started receiving books from various people. I will walk you through some of the very interesting collaborations that we have had. And we are also working with some of the librarians. Our MOU is still under consideration from Mysore University, and there are other further talks. And we're also requesting people to help us with Vidyadhar books collection from libraries. So one of the first thing to happen was from CFTRI, Mysore. They donated around 2000 books to start with just before COVID. And we have been scanning many of the books from that collection. So these are some of the works as that I was actually mentioning, the Kasturi collection. This used to be, people used to call this as a Reader's Digest for Kannada. And this 50 years of Kasturi collection has helped us unearth a lot of knowledge, a lot of information about various authors. And we are able to understand how science communication or literature used to appear in this specific newspaper to start with. And now we have many other magazines being scanned. Similarly, we have had a very interesting collaboration from Davulgund, another college, Shankara Arts and Commerce College. One of the new librarians who joined the library found that he had 100-year-old manuscripts which needed to be digitized, and he didn't know how to actually get that done. And based on the work that we were doing on Servants of Knowledge, he was able to send out those books carefully to Bangalore, and we were able to assess the current situation of the manuscripts, and we were able to get those things scanned. And these are the categories under which we have scanned most of the books that we have received so far. We have books which can work as a reference for science, history, art, literature, classical text of Kannada, and newspapers, magazines. And we also have some very old dictionaries which have been scanned so far. And these are the other books. The golden color books that you are seeing are 15 volumes of Vachana Sahitya from 10th, 11th, and 12th century. These were released in CC in 2014, but they were never scanned because the volume of the books were huge and it was very hard to manually do all that. But with the help of the TT Scribe, we were able to scan many of these books. We have some very interesting magazines like Sakshi, Rujuvatu by U.R. Anantramu. And then we were able to find a complete collection of an author's books from Mangalore, A.P. Malathi. And we didn't know that she had written so many books. Now, the entire Karnataka was able to understand that women literature, women authors from that region, and it has helped us get to know more about them and their work during daytime. And we have had a science content contribution from a very well-known scientist and science communicator, T.R. Anantramu. He donated more than 35 books into Creative Commons. But we have had our own challenges in convincing the people to relicense their works, and I'm yet to get to the place where we have more and more CC by SA licensed content for Kannada. And here are the results. I already mentioned many of that. We are revisiting our literature, we are learning about our authors, we are learning about our publishers and publishers from various regions. So Kannada does not have a single place of a single place to find all our authors, books, etc. And as a community, we are now working on building the index of all the books, publishers, authors, etc. And so far in our DB, we have around 20,000 plus authors and books details. And we're still working on identifying their date of birth, date of death, and location, etc., so that we can make it a comprehensive data, which can be contributed to open data projects like Wikidata, etc. And we're also learning about lexicon, how these books used to be printed, how these books used to make an impact in our society, etc. And the print history, the way they used to take pictures for the cover covers, and how and lot many more things. And yeah, it's a never ending new possibilities that have opened up for all of us here in Karnataka. And in the back end, as I have been heading most of these activities from day one, these are the few things that I do. I ensure that the team scans as per our requirements without the first thing is we should not affect any of our books, and we should return the books to the donors in the same condition, or ensure that it is all safe until it actually reaches back the person who provided us that. And second thing is ensure that all the data related to that book is made available in multiple languages. So one, the first thing is we need that in its source language, and we also add English metadata to the books so that it becomes easier for people to search those books. Yeah. And third thing is we try to update the copyright or licensing related information from the info page, visual page on the book. Plus, if they have done any relicensing of the books, we do mention about those things, and we change the licensing tags on Internet Archive then and there. And we also mention the collaborations that we have had with respect to providing the book or providing any project that actually comes under this process. And in 2019, we were able to get help from Sushant from India Kanun to write a script to do OCR on all the most of the Indic content that we uploaded. Mostly 1,500 books from our Kannada collection were OCR using Google Vision API, and the results were fantastic. And his scripts, etc., are available as a FOSS project on GitHub in this specific link. And it does more than that. So take a look at Sushant's script on GitHub. It will be very interesting to see how he is making the e-gadgets, gadgeteers from government more accessible to people. Yeah. So this is how we are now searching some very old events on Kannada books in our magazines, books, etc. And it has been a very interesting journey so far. And as of now, we are scanning in these three places. One is, as I said, Bengaluru. We are scanning in Indian Academy of Sciences. And in Mangaluru, we are scanning at World Konkani Center, Vishwa Konkani Kendra. And in Chennai, we are scanning at Roja Muthaya Research Library. Our friend T. Srinivasan from Tamil Wikipedia has been helping me to run the show in Roja Muthaya Research Library. So this is where we are actually scanning. And these are some of our challenges. Make use of the resources that now we started this project thinking that we don't have resources for referencing our articles to. And now we have lot of references, and we can really start building Kannada Wikipedia to next level. The Reader's Digest itself can be a major resource, and most of the content that we have released from through the collaborations from authors are in CC by SA NC license, unfortunately, but there are some public domain content also. And so now those are some very interesting books or references to create science related content on Kannada Wikipedia, that we can make use of that. And we'd like to push all the metadata to Wikidata once it is further fine tuned. And now the other major challenge is to keep this momentum going. So we are still working with collaborations from people and finding PD books are still hard. And once people get to know about work, maybe in various different regions of Karnataka, we would be able to bring in more PD books. And finding the copyright holders of the books, that has been another challenge. The work that we did from last 2 years is making the job easier these days. And yeah, convincing the authors and publishers to release content in CC by SA is another major challenge. Possibly the examples that are set by Marathi, Wikipedia, etc. can be a good tool for us to pursue them further and help us get more CC by SA content. Then we are, from last couple of months, Internet Archive has started using Tesseract as its default OCR engine. So if you upload any of your books, you might actually find that deriving the content directly from Tesseract, and you might find the results to be very interesting. So this has made our job much more easier now. We don't really have to wait and run the script to do OCR on any of our content, but this really requires a lot of testing and feedbacks to be given to the backend team so that they can further optimize it. And we also want to, the Indian books are not just the textbooks, right? So we do have manuscripts and various other things. So we want to build the local tech, local scanners to really create the right type of tech that we need to get this collaboration going with various people. So those are the things that we have in our pipeline. And that was mostly what I wanted to actually show you. And I will quickly take you through some of the books that we have scanned. So this is the major Jaigyan collection from Karl Malamud. Take a look at this to find some wonderful content around India, right? So you have wonderful cultural resources. Here is our Servants of Knowledge collection. And then this is the complete collection of Pavya Macharya. We happen to scan his complete collection with the help of his granddaughter. And we have his handwritten manuscripts, the work that he did with Kasturi and Karmavira magazines. And his fans had collected a lot of content related to him in various newspapers. Even that has been digitized and made available today. So this is a great literature resource for all of us as of now. And this is the Kasturi magazine. We are still scanning some of the missing this one. So you can see that we have some very interesting cover pages. And this is one of the content from the World magazine. Handwritten manuscript. I think we're running out of time. I'll quickly rush through a couple of other things. So here is the Vishwakonkani collection. Today we reached 1,000 books in Vishwakonkani. And this is the Roja Muthaya collection. So you can find Tamil books our friends are scanning. So this is how we are actually making the books accessible to people. We're building the individual portals for various project authors and publishers. And this is one of the very interesting authors' contributions, Kamath.com, Sri Krishnan Kamath and Josla Kamath. Krishnan Kamath is known for his work on literature, science, photography, etc. And we have scanned his complete collection along with his wife's. And we are also digitizing and publishing his 15,000 plus photographs on Wikicommons very shortly. And here are the complete collection of the Kamaths. And this is Josla Kamath's work, which gives us the access to medieval Karnataka content in Kannada, Konkani, as well as English. So that is what I had for my presentation today. And these are my other affiliations. So I work with Sanchaya.org. It's a community platform that we built to build Kannada tech projects, and Sanchaya Foundation, where we do digitize art, history, and culture and release them under Creative Commons CC by SA license. And we have done 350 plus hours of content and made available for people. And that's it from my end. Thank you very much.
Om Shiva Prakash. We are actually end of our time. And thank you very much. Very impressive work, I must say. And all the best for your future endeavors. I see a few questions on the Etherpad. I'm afraid we do not have enough time to answer them on live. Maybe Om Prakashji, you can Om Shiva Prakashji, you can go to the Etherpad and answer some of these questions. Some questions are really, really interesting. So thank you very much, Om Shiva Prakash, for your presentation.
Thank you very much. I will address to all those queries on Etherpad shortly. Thank you.